Go ahead, Bubba.
Yeah, my granddaughter came with me today.
So amen. I saw her out there.
I want to go to church, Popo. I'm like,
okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Christine?
Our new neighbors across the street had a beautiful little girl. She went in to be induced on Thanksgiving night. She ended up having her, Saturday morning? Mm-hmm. No problems. Oh. Beautiful little, almost 9-pound little girl.
Wow.
And we got to see her the other day, and she's just full head of hair, just cutest little thing I've ever seen.
Man, the babies are getting thick.
Yeah.
All this home quarantine stuff is really taking it. We'll see what's going on here. But all right, who else? Praises.
6-month physical follow-up, and everything checked out good, except for my kidneys, I guess, for producing potassium or something. Yeah. But other than that, everything checked out good.
And you're going to stay a midget?
Yes.
What is that, the creatine levels or something like that, that they're always checking and worry about? Clarissa.
I just praise the Lord that I'm pain-free in my mouth, and I'm really enjoying it. So,
amen.
I'm able to do all the things I did before, which it was looking like I was never going to get to do anything I enjoyed again. Yeah, so I'm just so grateful to be back to myself.
That's one of the things that going through suffering and trials will do for you. It will make you thankful.
I told James, I was like, you know, are you grateful for your teeth? Because you better be.
Yeah, you better be. We have so much that we take for granted.
Yes.
So much. We are not nearly as thankful as we ought to be. Paula.
Well, this may not seem like much, but this thing costs a bunch of money, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when was it? Friday. I went to lock the doors. I got out of the car and went to lock the doors, which you use a little button on here, and it wasn't on here.
Oh.
It wasn't on here, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh.
So I went back into the car. And I looked, it was right there in the seat. How did it come off? I don't know, but I praise God 20 times. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. You just have one of them, right?
Yes, I need to get another, but they're expensive.
Oh, they are. They're about $300 or $400, something like that. They're crazy prices. All right, Jerry.
Aubrey's healing up good.
Amen. Amen. Aubrey. From the dog bite. She got a dog bit.
Yeah.
Oh, poor
pink
girl.
Oh,
do you get rid of the dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no more biting dogs. Jamie?
I got a few. I got a call saying I got a new van at work. So that's going to help me with the carbon monoxide that I've been driving around all year. Then I spent some time with my daughter yesterday, Amanda. We went to lunch. And I tested negative for COVID again. So praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Joshua?
So I got two. One's business, one's personal. The praise for business is that we just want another job. Usually this time of year we don't do much anything. And we just went out and did an estimate. Pretty sure I wasn't going to get it. And the guy within like an hour called me back, got the job. So praise there. And then the personal praise is I just want to praise God for all the little small victories he gives me every single day with myself, my kids, my wife.
Amen.
All around me, little
amen.
Jewels.
Amen. Vicki.
Granddaughter, our daughter-in-law and our 3 grandchildren made it home safely Thursday after a 13-day visit. So praise that they went home and praise that they made it safe.
Clarissa, go ahead.
It's my trans office. My bonus mom, Nan, had surgery to remove a mass, and they weren't sure what it was. And it turned out it was just scar tissue, which was what we were hoping.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, they removed the scar tissue. And so praise the Lord, she's up and back.
Benign and back in saddle, so to speak. Amen. Hi, Tammy. Ed with you today? He's not here? Yeah. You guys look like taking turns lately.
Yeah.
Who else has a praise? Denise.
This past week, I was driving to work, and of course, going, you know, up 45, there's a lot of traffic in the morning, and I ended up driving. driving up and seeing like a large piece of a truck's rubber tire thing in the road.
Yeah, recap, tread separated.
You can't stop when you're, you know, in traffic and there's people on both sides, so I had to run it over. So I was able to keep control of the car. I got a crack through my bumper, but I heard it go all the way under the car, but I was able to keep control. And so,
all right.
No accident.
No accident. Amen. Amen. Paula, what's your praise?
Again, like she was saying on the road, this was a box. And I don't know what was in the box, but it hit underneath my car when I couldn't get away from it either. And it, that plate that covers up the motor and all that up underneath there.
The splash shield.
Is that what it is? It came down and I got it fixed yesterday.
Cool. No accidents. Amen. Amen.
No accident, yeah.
All right. Who else? You know what we're doing, Daryl? We're doing praises. The part Jesus gets.
Well, far be it from me not to have a praise.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
My middle daughter, Kendall, flew in from California. And schedules didn't cross, so I had to leave. I gave her a car. And I had to leave it where she could get to it and find the key and all that. So that was successful. Thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Alvin.
So this week, I got a call. My godson is in the Navy. A kid I was there in the hospital when he was born. My blood son is in the Air Force, but this kid's in the Navy. And he came by this week, and we spent probably about 5 hours together. And it was awesome because, you know, he's being pulled. He's in Key West, which he don't even like, but he's an air traffic controller in Key West. And, you know, the military's great. A lot of people in my family in the military. But, you know, it's nice to get to witness to these young cats, you know, and try to keep them from falling off the edge sometimes. And he's a smart, good kid. But anyway, I just thank the Lord that I had some time with him this week. It was pretty
good. Amen. With the holidays passed and pretty well COVID-free around here, Ray Kennedy is quarantining. He's got some symptoms. He doesn't really think it's COVID, but I don't know if this is loosening up any. The recommended quarantine time has been reduced by the powers that be, but I don't know if that means anything, but whatever. But we're hanging in there. They all look pretty healthy. Except for Daryl, but, you know, he's actually, he's looking pretty healthy, too. Yeah. Yeah. He's been going racing lately, so there's no telling when he's going to come in here all banged up and skinned up. And
no, I haven't been able to race. Maybe this weekend.
Maybe this weekend. Yeah, cool.
With that beard on.
Yeah. All right. Last chance. Anybody else? Chad.
So I know I talked about it not too long ago, but I finally got the paperwork in, and I got the raise going along with that supervisor position. So
all right,
it's pretty substantial. I'm
pretty. Amen. Pretty amen. Close. Amen. You and Phyllis, and there's, I love the reports that come in when people start, you know, they start obeying the Lord, and then the Lord starts blessing and say, wow, this, you know, is so impressive.
Well, I thought it was going to take months, you know. It was kind of like, oh, well, you know, I'll get the job. We'll see when the pay comes along. And it was not, you know, a month or so, and already decided.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Vicki?
I got a review from my supervisor at work, and she said I was doing awesome. She really liked my attitude, and she was surprised to hear when I told her my age, because she said I work circles around the young kids.
I believe it.
And she said it's a temporary job, and it'll end, but she'd like to see me back, so.
The way the young kids are, the work ethic is, the general work ethic is out there, it's maybe not that hard to do anymore. Did you have your hand up? Somebody over here did. No? No? Anybody else? Proverbs chapter 20. We discussed various weights and measurements. People cheating learned that God doesn't want us cheating. He doesn't like us cheating. Is temptation to cheat, is that ever an issue for you?
I see it every day. I have the opportunity to do it every day. And does the thought cross my mind? Sometimes.
Yeah.
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 And then the Holy Spirit's like, you know, you can't do that. I'm like, yes, sir.
Come around tax time, a lot of people have trouble. And there is a fine line between taking everything that you can and...
legally.
There's a real fine line on what's legal, because the 66 books of the Bible are don't even make up the preface for the IRS code. I mean, the IRS code, I can't reach tall enough to reach the stack of pages that are in it. And so it's a very difficult thing. You just... basically, you hire somebody that you can trust or you think you can and hope they get it right. It's about what it amounts to. But there are a lot of folks that cheat on purpose and think that's a way of life. The five-finger discount, they call it. That is what it is. It's theft. There are a lot of people out there in business that, particularly from other cultures, and not that ours is, you know, all that good, but it is a way of life for many cultures in the world. It literally is a way of life. It's not even looked at as wrong. It's just what you do.
That is wise.
So, yeah, Tammy.
Yeah, I kind of go through that, struggle that with that work, because I work for, well, a Muslim family.
Yeah.
But they like... the woman I work for, well, she's very nice and stuff, but she likes to cut corners, and she'll like, for like a $300 arrangement, she said they only put like 12 roses in it. But then I go, well, that's not good. So I just do what I feel like is best
yeah.
for the customer, because it's, you know, that balance every day.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You gotta live with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The various weights and divers measures, there are, you know, we talked about the gas pumps last week because that's such a famous one that everybody faces. Have you ever checked a gas pump and see, and it was not right,
yeah.
Christine?
Bucky's, they actually gave me more gas than they were supposed to.
Yeah?
I checked it, like, I had to go Monday after we had
Bucky's
church.
You say you checked it?
I sure did. I was like, you know what, Pastor said I need to check that. So, you know, I buy gas at Bucky's every day. I'm gonna go try it.
Bucking
so I did, and I actually got more gas than what I was supposed to.
Yeah, it when the pumps are off, when the calibration is off, it can work both ways. It depends on which one. So did you go in and give them a refund?
No.
I didn't expect that you did.
They probably would have thought I was crazy.
Yeah, they would have thought you were
crazy. Yeah. How far off was it, by the way?
It wasn't much. It was like maybe 15 cents or so.
Okay, a little bit, though.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Enough to make, yeah, cool. Alan?
Well, at Bucky's, the process changed everywhere. The process changed so fast, but there's, you know, that they probably just didn't keep up with it like that. But at Bucky's, barrel 45, you can know that all the tanks are new. All, you know, it's just good gas. It's clean. And
they go through... but bukus of it.
Yeah, I mean, they ain't got time. They're making money. They ain't worried about 15 cents. You know what I'm saying? But the tanks are brand spanking new and all that. That's the place to get gas if you want to keep your car running good.
Yeah, I like their latest billboard. No games here. Lots of thrones.
So you want when you're on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Bucky's.
Have you seen my billboard?
Yeah, I have.
Gluten-free oil changes?
Gluten-free oil changes. I didn't see that one.
Now they got my ugly mug up there on it.
And then the next verse after, you know, we sometimes in Proverbs, especially in the later chapters that we're in now, the verses will seem disconnected. In other words, they'll just be a saying, and then, you know, a different one and a different one. And proverbs are literal proverbs. They are truths that basically in and of themselves are complete. But there's a lot more connection here if you're paying attention, then you'll see. So what I wanted to do in review of last week, I wanted to see if you see a connection between verse 9, 10, and 11. So let's just read those, and let me see if you get a connection with them. Who can say I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Well, that's a subject that goes off into dealing with salvation. It's, you know, fellowship with the Lord. Who can undo what you've done? Well, that's obvious. And then it says, divers are various weights and various measures. Both of them alike are like abomination to the Lord. And in verse 23, we come along and the Lord says again, divers are various weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Same truth over there. But then verse 11 says, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. What kind of connection do you see in those verses?
Well, the choices you make. Well, it's a child. You're, like, say, for instance, when I was a kid, I had to walk the fence line and feed the animals. And, you know, and if I didn't mend the fence, when my dad came through later, he'd see that.
Okay.
So he'd say, you're not doing your job. Of course, I probably thought I'm going to be late for school, so I didn't do it.
Yeah. If you cheat, do your kids generally know it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What kind of cheating do the kids, are they aware of that mom and daddy does?
That little stuff.
Well, what little stuff? What are we talking about?
Like when you're at the store and you, like, they don't. Like, ring up something.
Yeah, or they gave you back too much change. You get the car and say, man, they gave me $10 too much change back. Cool.
Yeah.
Or.
It's what comes out of a man's mouth.
Are you going to give it back? Or, you know, because what's going to happen at the end of the day? And it really doesn't matter that her register's going to be short and she's going to have to pay for it. That's a big deal to me because. You know, she's not making that much money if it's the lady cashier, whoever it is.
A lot of times they lose their job over $10.
Yeah. Your kids, even a child is known by his doings. You are going to be known by your doings. And now we have a lot of kids here at Lighthouse. I mean, the ratio's whatever it is, but you've got a certain opinion of every one of the kids in here that you know. Which one's this? Which one's, if one of them's a really polite, if one of them's a bully, if one of, yeah, I mean, the children are known by their doings. Where do they learn to do what they're known for?
From their parents' home. I think the biggest one and the easiest one that the kids pick up on is lying.
I learned
how to do that one quickly.
Yeah. Actually, that one doesn't necessarily even have to be taught.
Yeah. Like you said, the two-year-old.
Yeah.
On the ball.
That one comes pretty natural. There's natural and then there's supernatural.
Supernatural.
Righteousness is supernatural. Amen?
Amen.
It's not ordinary at all. Okay, whether his work be pure or whether it be right. Okay, verse 12 is what we're down to today. And John needs to be in here for this. And he and I can complain about it. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Now that's an interesting thing. Stuck right in the middle of this, all this stuff about doing right and not cheating. And I think a new paragraph just started, possibly. We'll find out as we move on through this. But the hearing eye and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. How impressed are you with that little bit of technology that the Lord made that you get to use every day? The seeing eye. Now, we have photocells and electronic eyes and things like that. Have we ever come up with anything close to these?
Nope. You realize that with your teeth, too.
Yeah. The hearing ear, the seeing eye, and the chomping teeth.
Yeah, you'll never
The Lord have made all three of those.
You'll never get teeth as good as the one God gave you.
No, you will not.
Now, there you go. You hear so much about this, all this wonderful technology, medical technology that we have. Well, let me tell you something. It's not what it's cracked up to be.
Yep.
I've got two titanium knees. Yep. And I'm here to tell you that they're not as good as the old bone ones were.
Right.
So I don't know if they'll last as long or wear out. I know they do wear out and people have to get them, you know, replaced again. But you're right. You're never going to have a replacement as good as the original.
Bring it by the shop. We'll put you a knee cap in there.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Me and Cecil were talking earlier, and I don't care what kind of light they invent, really. You can see better on a clear day with good sunshine than anything. I mean, unless you like with magnifying glass. I'm just talking about your natural eyes.
Yeah.
Nothing better than sunlight.
Amen.
Especially in the summer when it's closer, you know.
Especially for photography.
Yeah, that's true. Dogs like
the best. Yeah, yeah.
But you see people get like all these like surgeries to enhance their look and like plastic stuff in their face and their bodies, and it never looks as good as what God has created.
Yeah. Of course, we could start talking about tattoos now, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. I didn't like it decorated the way the Lord made it, so had to paint it up. Vicki?
Could it be that it ties into the other verses by saying that, you know, if you're claiming that your weights and measures are off because you can't see to judge us correctly?
Well, that'd be a bit of a stretch, I reckon, but I'm sure there's somebody. Oh, you know, I'm sorry about not giving you the change back. I just can't see like I used to. You know, so that might get you off once.
I never could count.
God knows when you hear or see correctly, and if you have something, a physical ailment that would prevent you from having a fair weight or a fair measure, being fair to others, that He knows about it.
Yeah, well, possible.
No excuses.
Well, the Lord made some incredible technology when He gave us our hearing and our sight.
Yeah.
The Lord doesn't say anything about smelling here. Now, that one probably has more variation in it. But about the eye thing there for a minute. Do you suppose that if there's any way to tell if we see color the same or not?
No, I don't.
You don't.
Well, how would you know?
Service told me so.
I called her gray truck green for 3 months.
Call her what?
She has a gray, 11-foot gray truck. I called it green for 3 months.
Green?
Green.
He said it was green.
Every time I looked at it, I saw green. It's a dark green. I see gray now.
Of course.
Oh, well, I know I like photography, so I know.
That's good to know next friend day.
I know what the lens is seeing is different from what my eyes are seeing.
Uh-huh.
Because my eyes will, I don't know if this is the dimension or whatever, but the colors are not the same as what comes onto the camera and into the picture.
The camera sees reality. We see obscurity. Especially, like when you look at the moon with your eyes, it's bigger. But when you look at the camera, it shrinks. So it's two different things.
It could be either way, but
it's a deception regardless.
Yeah. In the scriptures, one scripture calls the robe purple, and the other scripture calls it scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very obvious thing to me people say, oh, there's a contradiction in the Bible. Well, you idiot. Nobody sees color the same as anybody else. What are you talking about? One writer saw it as scarlet. But here's the thing. If I hold up this book, well, let me get something that's color. Okay, the cap on this thing is what?
Red.
What did he say?
All right. What color is the cap on this pen?
Pink.
Red.
There's no cap.
Ah, there you go. Okay, just checking, if you were really awake. Now you've been taught that what you see that is red.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of shades of red.
Well, there is, but who knows whether any of us see the same thing as somebody else?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, if you spend any time talking to James's mother, who's an artist, she sees different colors than everybody. Like,
but that's what I'm getting at. There is no way to know. I cannot know what you see if it's the same as what I see.
What color do you see?
We have learned that whatever we see that is called red. Yeah. From a little kid, we learned that, okay, that's red. But there's no way to know that if either one of us sees it the same. And so we all have fingerprints.
They're all different.
There are no two alike. I would almost bet the farm that no two people see things the same shades or colors or whatever. I would think that it's probably just as unique as the fingerprint. Paula?
I have to deal with that at work because of hair color.
Oh,
yeah.
They see one thing, and I have to make sure I'm seeing what they see, so I pull out my swatches, you know.
Yeah. People ask me, well, what do you think this would look like if we painted it this guy? I said, don't get me to lying. I don't. You do not want me to tell you what. I am not going to tell you what color to paint this wall. You have to figure that out. I'll get it mixed and painted, but you have to do the other. Jamie and then Joshua.
I was going to say, seeing Paul as a painter, painting walls, I run into that a lot. That's why I have to pull out my paint fan quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because someone can say, I want my like at Clear Creek, they have a maroon. Mm-hmm. But when you look up the color, it says something different.
Yeah.
You know,
that's just it, you know. And I don't even want to get into who comes up with all of these names for all these different shades. Joshua, go ahead.
Talking about the different things you see, the easiest way to prove that is sunset or sunrise. You know, I grew up on a farm. That's one thing we did all the time, was look at sunset and sunrise, the most beautiful thing out there. Well, you take any sunrise, you take your picture of it.
It's going to be
And like he said, it's not going to be what you see. And you always blame, well, the camera can't pick up what my eyes pick up. And the guy next to you was saying, I don't see this, and you're saying, I don't see that. Like you said, your eyes are seeing a different thing.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, some people would say your shirt's purple, and some would say it's maroon.
It's scarlet.
Yeah.
Scarlet.
I thought it was maroon.
It's wine. I thought it was maroon, but right now it looks purple. I don't know what's going on. I think it's changing.
It's
all this reflection of all these seats that make it look purple.
It's really white, guys.
Wine, burgundy.
Yeah, these little lines used to be white. I don't know what they are now.
That's where the light plays in.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's how they grade the light shade, soft to daylight. 5,000, a 5,000 bulb is bright white. And a 3,000 or 2,000 is kind of a yellow, soft white yellow.
Yeah, I've dealt with that this week.
Now, Lisa likes soft white. I like bright white. I don't think two people that like the same color of light are allowed to marry. I'm not sure how that works.
So,
I think it's ever the same. Vicky?
You have dark brown eyes, and he has light blue eyes. He, too much light hurts his eyes, but I can never have enough light.
And I don't like soft white.
Well, I have blue eyes, and I can't have enough light either. So I'm the opposite, so it's weird. It's just weird. We're weird, but the Lord made us all unique. That's the thing I, you know, really wanted to point out in this verse. Yes, and he made the hearing ear. Some of them never worked right, and some of them, we broke them. Yeah. Sometimes, hearing ear that doesn't work really well can be an advantage.
Yeah.
Yes, it can.
What did
he
say?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. It, you know, it kept me out of Vietnam in 1968.
Amen.
And if you knew what was happening in Vietnam in 1968, for me to be blessed to fail that physical over my hearing, and that was, I mean, it was like fed to a grinder is all it was. Men were dying like flies over there. And I was a late bloomer anyway. I wouldn't have survived a week over there, not when I was 18. 25? Yeah, I'd been running the place. But at 18, no. The Lord just used that deficiency. It kept me out of that. Of course, you know, what would I be like today? How would it have soured my soul and all the things that happened to so many people? I don't know. I just praise the Lord that that was one of those areas where he spared me. I've never wished I'd have been in that mess over there. So, verse 13. This one gets back to the real world. This one gets back to, especially, Daryl. Read verse 13 for me. She's got it right there.
Here, look, I got it right there. He's got it for his eyes.
Love not to sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread.
Okay. All right. I want to just tell you publicly that we all know that you don't fall asleep on purpose or because you're not paying attention. We know what it is, and we love you anyway. And yeah, we're going to give you a hard time about it so you can just get over that. But I just could not resist having you read that verse since it was coming up next.
Was a good idea.
But do you love sleep?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
It's good for us.
What time do you get up?
5 a.m.
Yeah, but that it's not necessarily talking about, well, if you enjoy sleeping, it's talking about. Yeah, well, it's talking about being disciplined enough to get up and go do what you need to do. Denise.
So, I work as a nurse, so I'm a desk nurse. I call a lot of patients in a day's time, and I can be calling them 10, 11, noon, and you're waking them up for the day.
Yeah. That's crazy. Wow. I just had a customer like that.
Don't you just hate to get a phone call and say, oh, are you asleep? And then you're going to lie and say, no, I've been up for hours. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, the phone woke me up.
Yeah, that was it. Paula, go ahead.
We kind of become dependent on things to be able to get up at that time in the morning.
Yeah.
This morning I didn't wake up on time because I didn't set my alarm for Sunday. It was still set for the week. And so I usually get up at 5:30. I didn't get up until quarter after because of the alarm I didn't set. And I got here at 10 minutes late. I did good.
You did good. Yeah, you were on time. There's somebody else. Joshua.
I think the most awesome thing is if you wake up early all the time, then when you sleep in and you still wake up for everyone else, that's a great feeling.
Yeah, sleeping in. Good luck with that. If you pass about, 60, somewhere in there, and then sleeping in becomes, what is that? Yeah.
Normal.
Alvin, go ahead.
Well, even if I've been up for 2 hours, someone says, did I wake you up? I'll say, were you writing a book?
Leave that chapter out.
That's how I handle that. Huh? Even if I've already been up, you know, it's like, just what business do you need?
So what you're telling me is that you just sound sleepy all the time anyway.
No, I wish I could sleep. I have a hard time sleeping, but...
Yeah, well, I hear you.
Too. Another thing is my wife has always, since the day I met her over 30 years ago, has always had an evening job, and that makes tough. Like, when I met her, she went to work at 4 p.m., you know what I'm saying? So that makes it kind of tough. You got to get your house settled down sometimes. But, you know, it's just like, get to the point. What can I do for you? Get out of my bedroom, you know? Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Laziness is what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Before we get into too much information here, let's talk about...
That's when they ask
let's talk about the relationship between economic success and not sleeping in. What does it say? It says, love not sleep, comma, lest thou come to poverty. Is there a relationship between your sleeping habits and your economic success? Vicki?
Proverbs 31 tells us that the wife gets Thank up you. Early and she cares for her household.
Yeah. Yeah. Joshua?
Yeah.
When you get up early and have time to prepare for the day, your day is more successful. You get more done in the day.
Yeah.
You just have a more productive day.
Yeah, that's everything about jumping up and putting your clothes on, rushing out the door, and getting wherever you got to be before you even woke up or had coffee or breakfast or whatever you do in the morning. If you don't, there's nothing good about that. It's stressful. There's just nothing good about it. It's just get up early enough to take care of business and go to work.
I like the way Mary wakes up.
We need to revisit this when Jordan goes back to church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. Seriously, if you could get good wake up early and get started habits early in life, it would change almost everything.
This brings me back to where the children are known by their actions, because this happened recently with Callista last week. Her supervisor at Chick-fil-A gave her a write-up saying that they forgot to give it to her in the past, but there was one day she was 20 minutes late. And she was like, she's never late, like never. And she's always like 20 minutes early.
Yeah.
And so the person above her came and Callista was like, I'm not going to sign it because that's not true. And all the people around her and the person above that came, they're like, no, that's not Callista. She's 20 minutes early. So she didn't have to, they threw it away.
Cool. Wow, that's chilling. Yeah, known by your doings and being on time is one of them. Let's talk about being on time for a minute after Jamie's comment here.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. In a relationship, all these scriptures verses we're reading relate to verse 10 and the one you read about the diverse weights. At that time, weights and measures were used to build things. I think the Lord's trying to show us how to build a better life with these verses as we relate to them, about not sleeping late, about not cheating. You know, it's contrary to him not to build something with good measures and good weights.
Well, if you try to build without a proper measurement,
it's going to go bad.
Well, you can't get it done.
If you're off by a centimeter, you're going to be off by an inch.
Yeah. Remember Don Fleener? We used to kid each other about a carpet layer's tape and a carpenter's tape. They don't have the same little increments on them. But anyway, they do, but the way you read them is different. It says, open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread.
Get up,
get ready, and go to work. And if you start at 8 o'clock and you pull in at 7:59, are you on time?
No.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Punctuality. Punctuality.
It's worse for you because you're so much older than me. But when I was brought up, if you weren't 15 minutes early, you were late.
That's right.
Exactly.
Now, in your time, it's probably worse than that. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably so.
Welcome to race class.
2 weeks older.
Yeah. You guys still using sundials or something like that.
Yeah.
You've got to hold yourself to the same standard as everyone else. I've seen people criticizing someone for something, and then they do it 2 weeks later, but their excuse is valid and the other person's is not. That's really where it comes to the hard part of things, you know.
Well,
gotta be honest.
Punctuality. You're not gonna like this, but punctuality is not about being on time, it's about integrity. It's about doing what you say you will do. If you say I'm in, I'm committed, and you're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock, and you're there at 8:10, 8:05, 8 o'clock even. Even a child is known by his doings, whether they be right or whether they be pure. Anybody can have a traffic situation or an accident or a poorly timed bowel movement. There are all kinds of things that can make you late. But if a person is habitually late, it's not a punctuality problem. It's counting things important. It's making your word good is what it's about. And I know that that's really hard for some of you, and I don't know why. It is what it is, and it'll help you if you will see it for what it really is. It's keeping your word. That's what it amounts to. Being on time. And if you can't be on time, if something comes up, at least we have phones and can call. Didn't used to be like that. So it's, anyway, we're going to quit on that point. I should quit on something really up, not, you know, but too bad, it's there. Well, and we're very forgiving people, and it's changing a habit, whether it be a good one or a bad one, whatever. Changing a habit is hard. It's very difficult. If you've been used to doing things a certain way, let me tell you something. People that are late, habitually late, it's not because they don't get up early. It's because they think they can do one more thing before they leave.
Amen.
And it's trying to get that one more, you know, whether it be a cup of coffee or whether it be sweeping a room or vacuuming a floor or whatever it be.
Or herding up a whole cow or with the kids.
Yeah, or herding up the whole, yeah. But you think, well, you know, I still got time to get that done, and I'll make it.
This reminds me of when I was working, and yes, I was a little bit late going into work, and there were some people coming downstairs from the snack bar upstairs with their breakfast. They complained to my boss that I was coming in late. And my boss called me in, and I told him what happened, you know. I said, yes, I was a little bit late. But they were eating breakfast. They went for their breakfast. He says, yes, I know. I got that side of the story, too. He says, but nobody beats my dog except me. So don't worry about it.
Amen.
Yeah, well, there you go.
No time sense.
I need to say that. Nobody spanks my sheep but me, so there we go. Yeah.
I guess maybe I kind of misread that in the beginning. I think I understand a little bit better now. What I got out of it was, don't be a lazy turd. And love not sleep. Yes. That's not exactly right, I guess.
That's pretty close, I could, you know, I guess.
I like your version.
Jamie, go ahead. We're out of time, so make it quick.
Okay, I'm just going to quote a scripture verse. It reminds me of the verse that says, except the Lord build a house, he that builds it in vain. So, kind of a structure verse right there, but it goes along with what we're talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Where's that verse that says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest?
It's a little earlier in the book. Yeah, we crossed that one already. It doesn't take a lot to mess things up. But figure out what it is, and your testimony is more important than your timing. It's about integrity. Let's just face it for what it is. Amen? That was a really weak amen, but that's okay. I'll take it. All right. Yeah, I know. I'm as susceptible to being late as anybody, so it happens.